Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, December 16th. What are we, a week away from Christmas? Little Today's hair the, over,
little,
yeah.
Yeah, a little more.
It's right around the corner, though, next weekend. Nice day today. Try and enjoy it. Because more rain on the way. We need it. I can't believe there's 20-something feet of snow in Tahoe. That must be at the very highest points or something.
Yeah, but still...
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just huge. The very highest points, it was way more than I just kept going. I'm doing the math wrong. There's no way this is right.
Right.
But that's great news.
It is. And it just keep on coming. I love
it. Well, yeah, I don't even want to talk about it. I had seen the weather pattern leading into the season and it looked hopeful and promising, but you just don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Fingers crossed. Want it to end now. Let's just keep going, snow.
Yeah. Yay. Oh, yay. Yesterday, we talked about bidets a little bit, and
yeah,
a friend of mine who used to house sit for my cats, she reminded me, and this is totally true, I had one of those Brandel swash things in my toilet at the house we rented while we were getting this one ready to move into. So for like a year.
And it was, you put it in yourself?
No, it was just the house we were renting.
Oh, okay.
But I, so she reminded me of it, and I'm like, I really did have to sit and think about it.
Was this Susie?
No. It's this lady, Kim. She's a listener of ours, and we've been friends. She used to work at KCBS. You probably know her. But she had, I can't remember, but we must have done something, and she...
I can't remember
what cats we had.
I just can't remember.
I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to try and remember. It's fine.
All right. So you had one. It doesn't sound like you were a big fan. All right.
Well fine. I truly don't even remember using it. Like, I must have, right? I mean, she said she was like, that was the best thing about house sitting for your cats is I used your toilet all the time and squirted my butt with it.
Oh.
And I was like... I don't know if I blocked it or I just tried it once and never used it or so maybe I don't need that because I was thinking, oh, you know what, I'd like one of those things. And then I thought, well, it turns out I have one and I don't remember it.
You know,
so do I need it?
You do need it. Hmm. I think you do need it.
So if you had it at your house, you would use it all the time?
One of those bidets?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I only go once a day. Usually I go before I get in the shower, so I don't necessarily need it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I did need it, yeah, I want to feel clean. I want to be clean. Yeah, I'm a clean guy. You know, I know there are plenty of people who aren't, and there's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to...
conform to your standards.
Well, yeah, I mean, my standard might be completely different than yours, and I know very... You know, what do they say? Cleanliness is next to godliness, right?
Yeah.
I know godly people who aren't very clean.
Well, that's true.
Who don't ever shower and don't care about it. And
you know, I think somebody made that up just to make someone take a shower. You know, that feels like one of those things your nana said to you. They're like, you know, well, you have how do you expect God to love you if you smell like that?
Well, I don't know, but I
and it morphed into cleanliness.
I've never wanted to be the smelly guy. I don't mind having.
Especially ass smell. Let's put it that way.
Right.
You know, it's one thing to have a little BO or something. You're like, oh man, I'm sorry. I worked out and I haven't taken a shower yet. But it's another thing where just like you leave the room and people go, that guy smells like fresh ass.
Like shit.
Like, right.
That guy like smells
that,
like shit.
That special ass crack smell that you know from having kids.
Yeah, I would definitely use it if I had one, but I'm not. No. I probably won't get one. I don't see myself going out and investing in that.
Plus, it has to get installed. Like, you're going to need a water line, and it mm-hmm. needs to be plugged in somewhere. And
a bunch of stuff that I would probably have done, I haven't had done because we don't really want people in the house right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've got another, and I know no one wants to talk about it, and I don't either, but there is another surge happening with this
Omicron
or whatever. So yeah, we're gonna just
Optimum
keep things
prime.
Kinda locked Optimus. Up for the through the end of the year, and hopefully we get through this holidays and everything.
I don't want anyone
safe.
Getting sick over vacation. You know, right. That's the thing.
Right. Yeah. So hey, you know, we've got hot ass Danielle, that's your good friend,
mm-hmm.
and the lady that's loaning you an RV.
Yeah, oh, and that turns out that's happening. John went over and got the whole lesson from from Daniel.
Get out of here.
Well, I still have to now that's all set. He's like, yeah, of course you can use it. Come over and I'll teach you how to use all the systems. Now I got to talk to my Napa friends and say, hey, so we were thinking we don't want to sleep in your house. We're going to bring our own house and make sure that there's enough room in the driveway. And I think there is. It's a big driveway.
From the sound of it, it sounds like you're good.
I think so. So
there's another Danielle, though. Let me finish this story.
Yeah, yeah.
There's another Danielle from Big Brother.
Yes.
Who we know, we all know, and she, her and I have talked on occasion, and I'm a big fan. I guess she recorded me little messages on my Instagram. So you can see that they're like,
oh, yeah.
Voice messages.
Oh, I know those.
Okay. I've never gotten them from anybody before, and then here they were yesterday at 9 at night, and I'm like, oh my God. The other hot ass Danielle has spoken me three messages.
So you got sexy voice memos.
Did you get sexy voice memos?
No. So she goes, well, first of all.
Well, play them for us.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, I wish you could plug that.
You can
in.
Do that texting too.
Danielle from Big Brother. Sir, Yellowstone. Mafia. Just imagine mafia with cowboys and the currency is basically land. You need to watch it. First episodes, kind of boring. But once you start. Action pack.
Oh.
You're going to love it. At one point, my husband turned to me. He said, they just be killing fools. It is so good. Just imagine a big ass.
So I go, your husband?
They just be killing fools.
When did a husband get in the picture with her?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. Has she always been married and she'd just come out and party?
She used to come out and party and... No.
I don't know.
I guess.
I mean, does Danielle have kids and like a whole house and kids and husband and we just didn't realize it?
Well, look, I don't know the whole story at all, but I do know I think she has an older kid, but I don't know if it's from this husband or not. Anyway, that's just something I got stuck on.
So she's saying Yellowstone.
She's saying Yellowstone, and then she goes on to say something about, let me see if I can restart this one. She says here it is.
And lastly, about Yellowstone. Yellowstone has a character that is the most sexiest character in the history of fucking television. She's so sexy. Her name is Beth. And Vinny, I want to be Beth when I grow up.
Okay, who's Beth?
Did we
already meet her in the first episode?
No, I told you I turned it off after he shoots the horse. I was like,
there's
what
a
the
cute
fuck?
Chick that one of his sons is like the chick from the reservation. She's really hot. And then there's the woman who's playing his daughter like as a lawyer, and she's all tough talking and, you know, has the sleepy eyes and she's smoking cigarettes. Like, I don't find her sexy at all. Who?
At all? I don't know who it is, but definitely getting the must try again from Danielle from Big Brother. So there you go.
You know, also, it turns out I have Peacock on my TV and I can watch a bunch of stuff free on it, but I would have to pay to get Yellowstone. So I don't.
This says it's free on Paramount.
On Paramount?
Let me see here. What? Yeah, Paramount. Free.
Maybe just the first two episodes, though. What were we watching Yellowstone on, hun? Peacock. And we were watching on Peacock. Can you see if it, they're saying it's free on Paramount. We might be able to get it for free.
Oh, yeah, Kelly Riley is the name of the girl that plays Beth. That's what she said, right?
All right,
Beth?
Hold in. Kelly Riley.
Kelly Riley. She's Let's just some blonde lady. Up. I don't know.
Kelly Riley.
Oh.
Looks like Danielle was like married when she.
Oh, this is the chick that plays the daughter. I don't find this chick attractive at all. She plays the.
She plays the lawyer, right?
Yeah, she's like the. She's the daughter of and the sister to the other guy because it's this
whole
family thing.
She's the one who walks into the room and I find her
like yucky. I don't like her at all. That's interesting. She wants to be her when she grows up, huh? Well, maybe I'll give her another look if Danielle likes her.
Yeah.
Danielle's been married the whole time.
What?
I mean, when she was, let's say, 30 for Big Brother 3.
She was on Big Brother and she was married?
Yeah. That's what it says
same,
here.
So it's the same husband.
She didn't change out husband somewhere?
She has two kids.
How do we not know that? I guess because she comes out in parties and she's so hot.
I guess she never asked.
I guess not. I guess they didn't care.
Well, you know what? She's so playful and fun, and I never imagined. I always assumed, well, that party's going to keep going after I go to bed at 9.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do. But all right.
Wow. Well, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, good for her.
All right. So we have a ton to do today because vacation's right around the corner. So I want to squeeze a couple of these bad advices in here and see if we can't get some people thinking.
Let's do it.
And writing us their responses. Yesterday we did the one about the inheritance of $275,000 that they now have another kid on the way. And the mother's like, well, no, we shouldn't share that with a new kid. And I would have loved to have seen some response to that, but I don't know that we got any. You know, people write about herpes. You can't stop people from writing about herpes. Yesterday alone, I deleted 6 responses to her. I'm like, we haven't talked about that in 3 weeks. Please stop writing us about herpes.
I told you.
You're paying over herpes and we get it.
It hits a chord in people and I get it. It's because someone's been had. Whether it's knowingly or purposefully or not, it still feels like someone got over on you and now you deal with something every day because of that person.
Right. Yep.
It hurts, I'm sure.
Herpes, it's a thing. So right. While I feel your pain,
we're not going to talk about it.
Don't, right, because I know if I bring it up again, then I'll get 500 more responses to it. Like, I mean, once in a while, we'll talk about herpes, all right? You guys, let's make a deal. Something will come up, some crazy thing, and we'll talk about it, and then you can go off again. But then I'll read a couple responses, and then I'll be done reading responses about it. So you got to stop sending them in. Okay. Hey, team.
Hey.
Not a super dramatic bad advice, but hoping you could bat around a question we are asking ourselves. Should we plan to have a second kid or let our daughter be an only child? I am personally 50-50. Negatives include suffering from HG, which she says here is the most severe form of morning sickness, and it could be worse for her during a second pregnancy. Okay. The birth of my daughter was also really challenging and scary. The positives include that having a family is truly amazing and is my greatest joy. Also, I love my relationship with my sister. I don't know what I'd do without her. I know as our parents age, I have her to lean on for support, and that feels invaluable. I wonder if my daughter would want the same. Husband just wants me to be happy and is supportive with either choice. We both acknowledge that having a second would make our budget a little tighter, but manageable. Kay, thanks all, slurps all around. Kay, I'm saying her name, Kay. Whatever. Because she didn't say not to, and she signed it, so I'm saying it. And plus, it was almost too late, so I doesn't matter.
And it's not a bad advice.
No, it's not. No. I actually think that there is no answer to this, and I feel like this is the age-old question. I'm sure, Vinny, you probably didn't want to have in fact, I think you even said, no, one and done.
I absolutely argued against a second kid for a number of reasons. One, the first kid almost broke us up.
Mm-hmm.
We're both people who are, and I don't, you know, more than ever, I find you say something, the way you think it and the way it comes out feels natural, and then someone says, well, what you just said slighted a bunch of people, and I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to talk to you guys, okay? So I hope this doesn't hurt anybody. But for me, I felt like, first of all, the first kid almost broke us up. We are two people who do jobs. That was our first love. That's what we did. We pursued our careers, and we didn't think about kids. And the amount of sacrifice necessary becomes frustrating. Frankly, like you do find yourself going, what do you mean I got to drop what I'm doing and go do that thing for that kid? Like, crap, man. And that we both had that. She wanted to go running. I wanted to, like, there's just sacrifices a reality when you have kids. Like, I'll give you an example. Proops was on yesterday and he was like, I don't like when people talk about their kids on stage. And I giggled because I know Proops doesn't have kids and has a million interests and that.
Right.
and he's allowed to indulge that.
Right.
When you have kids, you only have that.
That is basically your life.
They've taken over every spare moment of your life, and you are squeezing in the little things that remind you who you are to yourself.
The fact that you are on stage trying to make people laugh is a miracle in and of itself. Because you've got kids, so you're really busy.
So I do think that, you know, look, it was hard and I didn't want to do it again. And there's another side to the story, though. So I was saying, no, we shouldn't. We barely made it through that. Our relationship's better now. We should just do what we're doing. Plus radio. I mean, it's thin ice in good times. So let's not risk it. And then, you know, she said, well, here's why. I want my daughter to have a sister. We're both older and we're both going to pass when she's still very young.
Oh, boy.
And as soon as that got put on me, what was I going to say?
Right. And she was an only child.
You're right. So I said, okay.
And probably look, always wanted a sister.
What we'll do is we'll try for 6 months. And if we don't get a kid in 6 months, we're out.
1 month later.
And we had a kid, right. So all of that said, though, I would never want to go back to one kid again. Now that I know my youngest daughter and I'm in love with her and this is our family.
It is exactly right, you know? So I say to these people, there is no right or wrong answer, and whatever you decide will be the right thing for you. And, you know, it's that age old thing. She's saying it in her letter that she loves having a sister. She loves her sister. And you don't know who you're going to get. You love the first kid, so you think, oh, we'll make another one of these. It'll be pleasant. Everything will be fine. You could get a wicked problem child. You could get, there could be something really wrong. Like, there's all manner of things that
health
can go
issue,
wrong.
Sure.
So you're rolling the dice no matter what. But you're also rolling the dice just having one. So it's, you know, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer here. And whatever you decide is going to be the right thing for you.
Bryn?
Yep.
Will you have another baby?
I don't know. I think that she's more kind of like this writer, actually.
The fence?
Yeah, I think she kind of wants a kid, but at the same time, we're almost 40. And that one kid is, as you may have heard yesterday on The Secret Show, she's a handful. So I'm totally content with, you know, I have a 21-year-old boy.
Right.
And this
4-year-old
daughter.
So it's up to Anita as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. But that, I think what your advice, what you said already was great. You know, there is no advice for this. This is very circumstantial, depending on your scenario and how you feel.
Right.
The sacrifice is what it comes down to. Do you want to make the sacrifice that's necessary? And honestly, the pandemic made everybody's lives harder, right? No question, even in the best situation. For us, we had a baby in a pandemic. We didn't have she was a kid, little baby. During the pandemic, and we were in a situation where it made everything way harder.
There was no place to hand her. Like, your daycare went poof.
Right.
Everything went poof, except your jobs, which you still had to completely do.
And?
From home with kids there.
Right. And there's guilt with that.
Absolutely.
Do I believe I did my best work during the pandemic with our little kid? Not by a long shot. It's more like, I just need to get through this and hopefully I still have a job on the other side when things are better and I can perform at the level I'm used to and feel comfortable with. It's hard. So if you're willing and able to do that, okay, have another kid.
Yep.
But you don't need to.
You don't. But it already sounds like you're going to regret it if you don't. I will say that. Just the whole tone of you wax about how much you love your sister and how great it is to have her to lean on as your parents are getting older. I've my gut on this, and knowing a lot of only children who like really would have benefited from someone saying, no, mine.
Right.
You know, there is something to that, too. So I say go for it. But that's just my 2 cents and my snap judge on this.
What you did to your life is, I mean, everybody makes their choices, but the way you did bang, bang with two kids,
Boom, boom, out, get him out.
Oh, my God. I know you're like, well, that's, then we're still in diapers together, and we're still, and I get the thought process behind it.
Oh, we had five horrid years, no question about it.
That's what I'm saying.
And those are over.
Right.
Yeah, but so I don't know how, she didn't say how old her first kid is.
My parents did it three times.
Yeah, all really close together, too, right?
Well, I have a sister that's 10 years older, and then my second oldest sister were 18 months apart, and then my little sister were 3 years, so... The three of us are pretty close.
Oh, damn. They reset the clock
several times.
That is it's a long gap.
But do they, can you say like definitively that they loved the child raising, like the baby process? They must have loved it, right?
My dad always talks about that. Like the years when we were babies, like the routine, like changing our diapers. Like I had my dad still take me to my doctor's appointment because he knows what I'm allergic to. And he just loves that type of stuff.
So there you go.
Still till this day, huh?
Yeah.
To your ear appointment? You're 27 years old.
I know.
Are you 27 or 28?
27. He dropped me off. He goes, you know, I can't go in the room with you. I'm like, no, I don't need you to go in the room with me. You just stand up.
But be here. And if I text you, you can send me my list of allergies.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's adorable.
That is adorable.
All my sisters, even my sister had to go to the doctor and get surgery on her finger. She still calls my dad. Dad.
That's great.
She's 38 and she still calls my dad. But they always talk about when we were little, just how much it was, a lot of work. And my parents talk about how expensive daycare was for the three of us and how it was basically a second mortgage. But they don't regret anything because now we're all older and picking on them, but we're now taking care of them at the same time.
Right.
Big families, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And both of my parents are one of five. So it was never out of the question for them to have.
Oh, they were both from big families.
Yeah.
I see. But, so they actually smallified with you four.
Yeah. But I do have a cousin that's an only child. And she's jealous that, she's not jealous, but she wishes that she had a sister or a brother because she didn't grow up with that. So she sees how close my sisters and I are. And she's equally a part of it, but it's just different.
Well, she's your cousin, not your sister.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah, my thought is have another one, but you know, I'm not you. You will make the right decision. Whatever you decide, you'll have made the decision. It'll be fine.
Good luck either way, right?
Yeah. All right, that is going to do it for us. We do have one more to do this year, and that's tomorrow. It's going to be fucking crazy. You just know it's going to be, because we'll be all like, wow, let's take our clothes off and do the New Year's dance.
Take our clothes off.
I don't know. Something. Like, you know something crazy is going to happen.
The first thing I thought of was violence. I'm like, there will be blood. Wait, there's too many reasons for that to not be good. I don't know.
Somebody on their period.
There will be blood. It's going to be Nikki's blood. Nobody else on the show has a period anymore. So, all right. That's going to do it. Send us your emails. You can respond or you can ask questions or, well, you know, whatever. Just say hi or happy new, whatever. Bryn, BRYN @RadioAlice.com.
The end.